สารภาวตุสหายภูมิตุสหิยังคารวาวะไหเจตสวินาวะหิตมัสตุมาวิดวิชาวะไหJaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Yes.Where did you read this? I couldn't follow. Which step? 27? Okay, Arjuna should go find. No, I got it.
It means that so everybody has Kurukshetra.
Yeah.
So it means everybody has that kind of weakness is what have to change with so strictly. And it means.
You have to change?
We have not had to change. But it's strange to change that. So it is only Kurukshetra.
Yeah, okay.
And it means that.We be able to worship the Lord with our weaknesses. It means that.
Means what?
It means that maybe the Arjuna had weaknesses and the Kurukshetra. So he felt compassion with the relatives.
Yes.
So we, in our Kurukshetra, we have weaknesses and it means.Be able to worship the Lord without weaknesses. Because Arjuna
had to give up this.
Sorry?
Arjuna had to give up this weakness. So do we have to give it up? Or we can go on like this?
Is this it means give up. We have to change that. From
being
able to worship
in
that.
Yeah, we can start like this.Anyway, this is the only possible way to start devotional service. We start with all our anarthas and weakness of the heart. But as in the first chapter, it is the point was made that we shouldn't run away from the battlefield, following the path of the last resistance, just finding the easiest way and just...Instead of facing the anarthas and the problems, we just try to kind of finance them, rationalize them, run away from the battle. If we do that, then our progress will be very slow. It will be checked. It was said somewhere that I think Mahabharata, even the greatest sages, even the great sages, they bow down to this family affection. This is the strongest, the main problem, strongest affection, attachment in the material world. So it's not easy, but and it's not that we shouldn't have feelings and attachment to our family members. In Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says that.That's natural. It just shouldn't be so strong that it eclipses our devotional service. It makes it actually becomes a problem at one point. and should be engaged in, should be spiritualized somehow, connected to Krishna. Is this the logic of your question, or I'm missing it?
So the strong weaknesses, our strong weaknesses, our strong organs, if with us still the end of the line, isn't it?
We have time, you mean? I didn't get the, sorry, difficult to...
Our strongest weaknesses,
Our strongest
organs, it's still with us, the end of the line. So we have
Could
to
be.
Worship the Lord with these weaknesses. So we have to try and change that, like Arjuna. So it's a very nice sentence. Arjuna worship the Lord by fighting. So Arjuna worship, it means that the same similar words. Arjuna worship the Lord by offer his weaknesses to the Lord. It's the same.
I mean, if you mean that it doesn't matter what kind of anarthas we have, we should still perform our duties as devotees. Yes, it's the same thing. Yes, it doesn't matter. Because we don't have any alternative. What is the alternative? Just run away from the battle and stop our devotional service. It's not an alternative, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where we start. The point is that we should make it dynamic, in a sense that we should develop gradually more attachment to Krishna, and when we are attached to Krishna, then naturally all these material attachments, they will gradually become less and less and less. That's the way to do it. Is that okay? Yes. Okay. In other words, we are not, because we have anarthas, we are not disqualified to perform devotional service. Everybody is qualified for bhakti. Even if he is outside of the Vedic culture, even mlechas and yavans, they are also qualified. They also can attain perfection. There is this famous verse from Bhagavatam, Pulinda Pulkasha, what is this verse? It ends, Pravavishna Venamaha, by the mercy of Vishnu, even the unqualified, those who are outside of the Vedic culture, they can also obtain perfection. Okay, so we continue, page 27. Inspired by Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, and following Arjuna's exemplary surrender, thousands of Westerners opposed their materialistic society and decided to surrender to Krishna. Thus, Bhagavad Gita as it is produced the same result as it produced 5,000 years ago. The illusion was destroyed and the pure devotional service was established. So, because the principle is that it works if it comes from the right source and it is not changed in any way, then it works. This is why even a neophyte devotee, if he is sincere, he can actually inspire devotion in the heart of the people that he preaches. He's preaching to someone, he can make devotees. Although he might be in the temple, he joined the temple, let's say, 2 weeks ago, but he's very inspired and he says, he just repeats what he had heard, and then people around him also become inspired to serve Krishna. Because he has this potency, because he's sincere devotee. And someone who is very intelligent, but he's not a devotee, he can know Bhagavad Gita by heart, but he cannot make any devotees, because he doesn't have this, the mercy of Krishna is not invested in him. It's that chit potency. Lord Krishna's supremacy is established throughout the Vedic literatures. Those who disregard him are unable to render any valuable service to the human society.
Sri Upanishad advises us to pour water on the root, the source of all germination. Worship of a mass of humanity by rendering bodily service, which can never be perfect, is less important than service to the soul. The soul is the root that generates different types of bodies according to the law of karma. To serve human beings by medical and social help and educational facilities, while at the same time cutting the throats of poor animals in the slaughterhouses, is no service at all to the soul, the living being.
Thank you. The simple method of worship of the Supreme Lord in this age of disturbance is to chant His holy name and to hear the descriptions of His transcendental activities. Sincere hearing and chanting will attract the Lord's mercy upon the devotee. So the thesis of Ishvapanishad is the Ishvavasya principle. Everything should be connected to Krishna. So our relationships, they also should be connected to Krishna, if you want to make them real, dynamic. That means that if you want to do something good for anybody else, if you want to benefit someone, that activity should be somehow or other connected to Krishna. Let's say you want to feed someone, give him food, then what you have to do? You have to cook something, offer it to Krishna, and then if you want to benefit him, then you can give him this prasadam. This is the real benefit for a person. That means you should always somehow include Krishna inside this activity of benefiting others. Krishna should be part of it. Otherwise, it's not really beneficial. If you just feed normal boga, unoffered to Krishna, then it's not really beneficial for the soul. It nourishes the body, but Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, those who do not offer, do not partake in Yagya Shishta, food that is offered in sacrifice, they eat only sin. So it's not beneficial. This is what we are talking in the morning, Bhagavad Gita, third chapter. It's interesting how the Bhagavad Gita, the topics are very nicely connected to Tishu Pansha. Third chapter is what we are talking now. Is it? Yeah, the same. So that's why preaching is so important, because by preaching, by giving knowledge to about these elements of God consciousness to the people, then they can actually understand that they can apply this in their life. They can include Krishna in the picture. So what we're finishing now is okay, mantra 14. Agreed. Mantra.
One should know perfectly the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna and his transcendental name, form, qualities and pastimes, as well as the temporary material creation with its temporary demigods, men and animals. When one knows these, he surpasses death and the ephemeral cosmic manifestation with it, and in that eternal kingdom of God, he enjoys his eternal life of bliss and love.
Thank you. So here we have, if you notice here, we have these elements of paravidya, aparavidya in this mantra. One should know perfectly Sri Krishna, that this is paravidya, and his creation, the temporary material creation, with demigods, man and animals. So here we have citta, citta nishvara and paravidya and aparavidya. And what is left out is ignorance. So a jnani will from these three, paravidya, paravidya, and avidya, he will just consider the first and the third one, paravidya and avidya, because he's not interested in karma. And naturally, if he's not going to work, he doesn't need a paravidya. Material knowledge, he doesn't require. But if he doesn't perform material, if he doesn't perform activity, then it's very difficult to purify himself. If someone just sits somewhere and meditates on Aham Brahmasmi or this other Mahavakyas Shankara gave, Tatvamasi and Soham, just by thinking that I am not this body, I'm soul, it's very difficult to actually to realize that you're a spiritual soul. Actually, one should act as Brahman. Prabhupada makes this point. One should act on the level of Brahman, spiritual activities. Sadachara, or Brahmachara, spiritual activities. Then he can realize this. And here, in this mantra, we see all these elements. Afisha Vasya. Because in the beginning, the first mantras of Afisha Upanishad, they established exactly this, this point of paravidya, the Lord, aparavidya, the material creation. They are both perfect and complete if they are connected. And what is left is avidya. So this is mentioned in mantra 3. If you don't understand paravidya and aparavidya, this is ignorance. You go to hell. You attain only suffering. So it's already explained in the first mantras. Okay, the same is confirmed. No, sorry. I have still to read this one. Mantra 14. This mantra conveys a similar message to mantra 11. In mantra 11, it is said that one should learn side by side the process of real knowledge and nescience. Here in mantra 14, it is confirmed that the seeker must know perfectly the transcendental Lord as well as his temporary material creation. So this is everything that exists in reality. Krishna and his Svarup Shakti. The same is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, where Lord Krishna says, I shall now declare unto you in full this knowledge, both phenomenal and numinous. This being known, nothing further shall remain for you to know. So here, Krishna says, this is the full knowledge. Everything that exists. Everything that has to be known. And what is it? Phenomenal and numinous knowledge. So phenomenal means something that is experienced by the material senses, something that you can see and touch. Basically, that refers to the material creation. And numinous means something supernatural, divine, something that you experience with your spiritual senses. So again, we see the same point, the material creation and the Lord, paravidya and aparavidya. In the original Sanskrit, phenomenal, Prabhupada translates jnana as phenomenal. So jnana is the knowledge about this material world. And vijnana is the numinous knowledge. So if you can connect this material world to Krishna, this is vijnana, realization, or wisdom. Sometimes it is translated as wisdom. Knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge and realized knowledge. Theoretical knowledge and realized knowledge. And if you know this, then nothing further shall remain for you to know. This is what is also called in the Western philosophy ontology. What is out there? What exists? What is there to be studied? It's these two things, God and his creation. Okay, you tired? No? Okay. the so-called knowledge which aims at exploiting the material energy independently from the Lord, is but another form of nescience. The very idea that the nature is designed to be controlled and enjoyed by mankind, shows that the modern scientists and religionists are unaware of nature's real purpose, which is to be engaged in the Lord's service. So here, I would like someone to read the first paragraph on the purport to Mantra 14.
By its so-called advancement of knowledge, human civilization has created many material things, including spaceships and atomic energy. Yet it has failed to create a situation in which people need not to die, take birth again, become old, or suffer from disease. Whenever an intelligent man raises the question of these miseries before a so-called scientist, the scientist very cleverly replies that material science is progressing, that ultimately it will be possible to render man deathless, ageless, and diseaseless. Such answers prove the scientist's gross ignorance of material nature. In material nature, everyone is under the stringent laws of matter and must pass through the 6 stages of existence: birth, growth, maintenance, production of byproducts, deterioration, and finally death. No one in contact with material nature can be beyond these 6 laws of transformation. Therefore, no one, whether demigod, man, animal, or plant, can survive forever in the material world.
Thank you. So here Prabhupada says that the scientists, they try to free mankind of all sufferings. How? By developing technologies. Not by fixing and improving the consciousness, not by purifying the consciousness and building character, but just by technology. And we have here two symptoms that they are grossly ignorant about the material nature, about the plan Krishna has about his creation. First is that they do believe that it is possible to make this planet Earth as heavenly planet. This is the Jehovah Witnesses. They have this idea that this place will become Vaikuntha. It will very soon turn to spiritual place. No birth, death, old age, disease. The scientists, they actually believe in this, that one day man will become immortal, there will be no suffering. So this is one side of their ignorance, because Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that Mama Maya Duratya, Dai Vihesha Gunama Mai, Mama Maya Duratya. This energy, Krishna says, of mine is very difficult to overcome. And also the very idea they have that material world is meant for enjoying it, this also proves their ignorance, because it's not meant for this. So twofold ignorance. And also the religionists, Prabhupada mentions, they fall into the same category. They're also ignorant about the goal of this material creation. It is not to be enjoyed. It is to be offered in devotional service to Krishna. And actually it serves to remind us that we are incompatible with the material nature as spirituals, as spirit souls. Like you have compatibility in marriage. So we as souls and this material energy, we don't make good match at all. It's 0% compatibility. So the marriage will end in disaster. Okay. I'll end up here. Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Prabhupada ki jai